Yes.
And talking about the daily housework, you say that a woman does what every morning?
Get up, go to the bathroom, cook, wash dishes most of the time. But since my children grew up, I don't have many dishes to wash. And clean the house. Everybody makes their own bed here. My baby fusses, but I let her make hers anyway. So that's not really too big a problem. It's clean house. I give the girls one the kitchen to clean and the other one the house to clean. You know, this little sweeping, everybody makes their own bed and keep the drawers. And so they don't have that much to do to swept up and maybe little things picked up around.
How many children do you have?
Seven.
Seven?
Yes.
Gosh. How young is the youngest one?
She'll be seven in September. That's the baby.
Dad don't make his bed up when he be in by himself.
Well, we have to do that for him.
You make an exception just for him, huh?
Yes.
The thing that you sweep with, you call that
a broom.
And if the broom were, say, in the corner and the door were open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you say that the broom was where in relation to the door? The broom is
behind the door.
Okay. And years ago, on Monday, women usually did
wash.
Okay. Do you remember what that was like?
Oh, yes. Get out there. We had tubs. We didn't have no washing machine then. These old big tubs, we call them number two tubs and a scrub board. And had to draw the water and put the water in the pot and heat it.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the clothes and put them on the fence and take them. Maybe you wash in this tub and rinse in the next two. You wash them first, then put them in the pot and boil them. Take them out and rinse them and hang them up.
Why would you boil them?
Just make a big fire under the wash pot and fill it with water and put them in there and you have a little stick. You punch them down every now and then and let them boil that dirt out of them. That's what my children can't understand. Mother dear, how did you all do that?
Seems like it's an awful lot of work.
Yes, and it would take you a half a day to do that, mostly. Just five in our family. I mean, madam, some people would do it all day, but just five children and my mother's. So it wouldn't take us all day to do it.
What would you do after that? After you'd wash them?
After they dry.
Uh-huh.
Iron them. Iron them. You have to iron them. I'm so glad you don't have to do that.
What was that like?
We had an ironing board. Then we had to heat the iron. We didn't have electric iron. We had to make a fire and heat the iron.
Uh-huh.
And we had an ironing board. We pressed them on that. But I tell the children now, they said something about iron. I said, no, my mother don't need no iron. No. But I have one. They use it every once in a while, but I hardly ever use it.
Well, you say you heat this iron up. Is that little thing like?
Little iron, yes, a little heavy iron. It's iron all the way through with a little handle come up on it. And you would have to take a rag or a cloth or something, you know, to hold it because it would get hot too to press close.
I saw one of those once and picked it up and it was so heavy.
Yes, they are heavy. And after that, we got a kerosene iron. My mother did, and we used that. We'd have to put kerosene in and pump the air in there. And then we'd iron with that. It was kind of like the electric iron, but it wasn't black, you know, like the other iron. It was just like the electric iron. But we'd have to put this kerosene. It had a little place back there to put it in to keep it heated.
And
we could iron with that.
Then you'd light the...
Yes, it had a little light in there. We'd light and we'd press close. That was much better.